Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
All right, folks, it's streamer show time as I get all the various volume levels adjusted. And it's Wednesday, and we have today, tomorrow, Friday, maybe Sunday, and then probably Monday on these streamer shows. We'll have the regular everyday show of Fantasy NBA Today, but these twofers that we've been doing for the last 3 or 4 weeks in a row now, I know, I didn't think I was going to be able to do this many of them, but we pulled it off for the most part, and we're coming down the chute. Playoffs wrapping up. This is finals week in Yahoo public leagues, most leagues that don't go to the end of the regular season. And so we want to try to get you to the end of the line. So welcome to the show. It's Fantasy NBA Today. I'm Dan Vesperis. It's a sportsethos.com presentation. It's our second of our two shows today. And it's time to dive in. Who has a bad schedule? Who's got a bad schedule right now? Well, Chicago still has not a great schedule. They go one game over 4 days. Obviously, it was worse yesterday when they went one game over five, including three consecutive days off. I don't know that I'd necessarily say Chicago's the worst schedule, but it's certainly up there. There are only a couple of teams that have a one-game and four-day stretch going on here, and Chicago's one of them. San Antonio's another, and Utah is the third and final. So basically what you've heard is that the same teams that we pointed out as having bad schedules starting on Monday or Tuesday for Chicago, Monday for San Antonio and Utah, they still have them today. One game over four nights. However, we've talked about it already, this is kind of a weird week. Now, the beauty of this story, oh my God, something fell in the other room and scared the living bejesus out of me. Right on air. What was that? What was that? Oh my God, I got goosebumps. Thought a person was in my house. Wow, that's bad podcast. You know what? We'll leave it in. You guys can get it for real. So the good news is these teams have some droppable options. Utah's like almost all droppable right now, other than basically Colin Sexton. The whole damn team is either hurt or fringe level. The Spurs have two guys that I'd argue are above fringe. Victor Wembanyama, obviously, and then Trey Jones is above it. But even he, you could probably move on from. Harder now, given that everybody else is hurt, so his value goes up. And then Chicago is the tough one because most of the guys there are guys you're going to want to hold on to for, you know, the two games Friday, Sunday, if they're part of your lineup, and then next week Chicago has four games again, so you try, you do your best, and they're still kind of battling for that play-in seeding situation, so I don't know that they're about to, you know, sit anybody down unnecessarily, but for Chicago, you could make an argument for guys like Kobe White, maybe Dosunmu, maybe Caruso. I'd still rather hang on to those guys if I can, where it's, in my opinion, a little bit of an easier decision with a team like San Antonio or a team like Utah. The flip side of the equation, once again, comes down to the whole Friday-Sunday thing. Because there are copious teams that still have three games left this week. Only a couple that have three games over the next 4 days, and we'll get to that in just a second. But again, if you're moving on from a team like a Chicago that has two games left this week, like a Utah, like a San Antonio, these teams that have one game over 4 days, and they also play Friday-Sunday, which is sort of the worst too. Is there a way to take that fringe player, turn them into someone playing on lower traffic days, and maybe not cost yourself any games played? So again, some of this discussion comes down to how many guys you have playing on Friday and Sunday. I'm doing the show operating on the assumption that you have the exact average number of guys playing on those days, which is 10 on Friday and 11 on Sunday in a 13-roster league. Remember, we did that math on Monday's show. You know, the expectation is you have about 80% of your guys going on Friday because it's a 12-gamer. 80% of 13 is 10.4. And then on Sunday, when there's 13 teams going, you're up to whatever that is, 86 and change percent. That gets you to 11.2. So my expectation is that you are exactly full on Friday. You can start 10 guys. You got 10 guys. You can start them. You don't have an overflow. You're not under. You're right on the money. And on Sunday, I'm operating on the assumption that unless you've already made some tweaks to it, you probably have one extra guy playing that you could sacrifice. Of course, the problem there is that pretty much everybody plays on Sunday. So if you're looking at, okay, you can kind of reverse engineer this thing. What teams don't play on Sunday? The Atlanta Hawks, the Denver Nuggets, the Detroit Pistons, the Memphis Grizzlies don't play on Sunday. So if you do have that one extra player going on Sunday, those are actually the four teams you should be targeting, Denver being the least enticing of them because they only have two games left. Yes, they're both on low traffic days. But again, you know, if you have 10 guys going on Friday, there's a possibility maybe you don't have all 10 or you could get an 11th. And it wouldn't be that big of a deal because someone on your team is probably going to get ruled out at the last minute. Which brings us to the other teams that are not playing on Sunday. Memphis, Detroit, and Atlanta. Those three teams have one thing in common. They each play three games over the next 4 days. There is a slight tweak in that Atlanta has a back-to-back today, tomorrow. They dodge Friday and Sunday, and they play on Saturday. Just like at the beginning of the week, Atlanta has the best schedule this week, and it was not close. A four-game week, all on non-overload days. Today and tomorrow, well, yesterday and today were nine gamers, so again, the expectation was you had probably about nine guys playing for your team. That's not right. It was eight-ish, I think, guys playing, which again, law of averages, someone is going to probably have 10 guys going yesterday or today, but probably not without, frankly, having a schedule that sets up in kind of a weird way. The whole point of that is Atlanta had the best schedule this week, and after they played on Monday and they were off yesterday, their schedule is still very, very good, because now you're actually into the best part of it, which is Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. If you can find a Hawk to stream, that remains the advisable way to go this week. But let's assume for a moment that you do have 10 guys going on Friday, and that probably, because it's the second to last week of the season, someone on your team is going to get ruled out with an hour or two to go before the ball game. There's almost no chance that all 10 of your guys play. That just doesn't happen this time of year. So it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if you picked up a game on a Friday in a roster move you made today and continue to try to dodge Sunday if you can. Because even if somebody got ruled out on Sunday, you'd still have 10 guys that you could start, most likely. Those two teams that I just mentioned, not Denver, because Denver's only got two games the rest of the way, and it's tomorrow and it's Saturday, so there's no reason to move to a Nugget today anyhow because they don't play tonight. Those two teams, as we just mentioned, are Detroit, the Pistons, and the Grizzlies. They play today, they're off tomorrow, and they go Friday, Saturday. So yes, they do play on Friday, which might be an overload day, but if you're going to pick up somebody that goes on the light traffic days, you might as well just pick up a team that plays on another day also. It doesn't hurt you. Like if, you know, take comparing the Nuggets, I guess, to Detroit, for instance. Oh, you say, oh, well, Detroit has a game on Friday. I can't really use that anyway. Okay, fine, but what if something goes wrong? You might as well have a guy on a team that's playing three times over that span instead of just two. Between today and Saturday, basically. You might as well get somebody who's playing three times. You can't do poorly if your team, if your guy's playing three out of 4 days. High traffic days, low traffic days, I don't give a flying fleep. You do with it what you need to. So you get to Friday with your piston that you picked up and someone else on your team gets ruled out. You can drop that guy in and cover it. Sure, maybe you're the one lucky team where all 10 of your guys on Friday actually start and play. And then, yes, that game from the piston you picked up ends up being kind of a wash. But guess what? You still got the two games you got otherwise. Now, again, that's why Atlanta's the best schedule, because you don't have to worry about that late scratch stuff. They play on the days where you have room for them, and late scratches are going to happen to everybody at hopefully about an equal amount this time of year. Every fantasy team, I mean. But if you don't go Hawk, meaning if like Bruno Fernando and DeAndre Hunter and whatever other fringy Hawks are already on rosters, you don't have to go just to a two-gamer. You can go to a three-gamer and cover your bases. The players you should consider, and we've already talked about the Hawks 1,000 times on these streaming shows, so I don't really want to go through them again, and I basically just said the two names that I would consider using. On Detroit, Metu, he's been very solid lately and appears to be active. Jaden Ivey, I don't think he's on wires all that much. He's wildly over-rostered considering how bad he is in 9-cat, but, you know, okay. And Cade probably sits one half of that back-to-back, I would assume. We don't know for sure, but I think we can kind of safely assume that. If Marcus Sasser comes back, he would probably be playable. We're waiting on Jalen Duren. It sounds like he's going to play. If he sat, then you'd go James Wiseman, but I don't think that one's going to be relevant or necessary. And then if you really want to go dumpster diving, Evan Fournier would be the sort of deep leaguer. And then on Memphis, you got all these weird choices. I don't know if Jordan Goodwin's going to play in all three. Probably not, so I don't think you can go that direction. You could go Jake LaRavia as a streaming level guy. Luke Kennard might sit out a back-to-back, but he's playing pretty damn well. Who else do I think would probably... G.G. Jackson, who I don't really like in 9-cap. But again, 3 games in 4 days, it doesn't really matter if I like them or not. If they're actually involved in what's going on for a team, then you look at it. Frickin' Santi Aldama, if he's upright. He's not playing well, but 3 games in 4 nights, you have to at least look at it. Lamar Stevens would be kind of more of a deep league choice there. And that's probably about as far as you go on the Memphis side as well. But that's still a decent number of options. And I'm guessing at least one of those guys is on your waiver wire from the non-ultra deep league pile. The nice thing as well about these particular teams is that because they don't play on Sunday, you don't really have to worry about, and this is for everybody, you don't really have to worry about making a move on Sunday. So you can cash in all your move vouchers between today and Saturday. I don't know how many moves you guys have left, but check out your roster. See if you have anybody droppable on Utah, San Antonio, or Chicago, and get to one of these teams that I just mentioned that has 3 games over that same span. Interestingly, and I don't want to get too far into the tomorrow part of things, once you get to tomorrow, Atlanta and Denver are the two teams that go twice on non-high traffic days, but there's actually a team that goes 3 times over that span, multiple actually, that go 3 times that include the high traffic days, so you kind of have to wait and see if those guys would be useful for your team. Is it worthwhile? Do you need one more game on Friday? So the next, like today is still pretty clear who the drops and who the adds are between what teams you do. Starting tomorrow, it gets real murky. And it's 100% based on how many guys you have going Friday and Sunday. Today, there's still a little bit of wiggle room there because the 3-game teams and the 2-game teams, they're all, you know, they've got those ones that match up all right. Starting tomorrow, because again, like you exclusively, you're either going for somebody that's playing Thursday and Saturday if you're full on the overload days, or you're going for somebody that maxes out games. And there are a bunch of teams like that. Dallas, Golden State, Houston, the Clippers, Miami. These teams all, Philadelphia, Sacramento. I'm scrolling and just pulling them up as I go. All these teams start a really heavy scheduling run. That might not help you at all because 2 of their 3 remaining games this week, starting again tomorrow, are on overload days. So you got to be real careful how you use your move starting tomorrow. I don't think I'd use a move on Friday. Saturday, you want to use all of your moves. Whatever you have left, you got to use them on Saturday. So today, you've got your clear drops. Tomorrow, Friday, not much. I wouldn't recommend a whole lot unless you have some spaces to fill. And then Saturday, blow the rest of it. Why do I say wait until Saturday until tomorrow? Well, because then you'll know what categories to hunt. By Saturday, you're going to know exactly which player you want to get. You don't have to guess at an across-the-board thing. You might be able to just go get a rebounder or something like that. Dano, question from the chat room. Pick 2 for a points league. Jaden Ivey, Luke Kennard, Al Horford, Brandon Clark, Chimezie Metu. I need at least one of them to be a center. You guys love, I know I love Horford. I mean, again, this comes down to scheduling stuff. You know, points league, I think Jaden Ivey's got to be in there, especially with Detroit's good schedule. Clark, I don't think, plays in there back-to-back. If Metu has center eligibility, I might go his direction as well to get those couple of low traffic days. If you can use more guys on Friday, Sunday, then you go Ivy and probably Horford. This is points league, remember. If it was nine cat, it would be Kennard and Horford. Yeah, but points league's Ivy's got to be in there. Dan, I'm in the finals. Congrats, bud. Who is the best option for percentages, steals, and assist to turnover for today and Saturday? My God. Max Strus, Luke Kennard, Brandon Clark, Rui Hachimura, or Jaden Ivey? Jaden Ivey is a disaster for percentages, so he's off the table. Hachimura isn't going to get you any assists. Pretty good with percentages, but not the other things you were looking for. Clark, probably good field goal percent and steals, but not great at free throw and assist. Kennard can get you, I would think, free throw, assist, maybe steals also. And Max Strus will probably get you a little bit of everything. So I'm probably going Strus and Kennard, but that's not great for your field goal percent. So if you're doubling up on the shooter types, then you probably end up pretty good in free throws, steals, and assists, and I'm not sure you get the other thing. So otherwise, maybe you pair up Kennard for the free throw and assists and pair him up with Clark maybe for steals and field goal percent, or go Rui, who's good at both percentages, and then you're like, you know what, I'm probably just not going to win steals. So those are your kind of two ways to roll the dice on that one. All right, tomorrow I'm going to do probably a streaming show, but I don't know if it's going to be really have a point. We'll do it in case someone gets hurt. Maybe that's the ruling there. Thanks for watching, everybody. Just a few of these left. Again, I'm Dan Vespers. Thanks, as always. Please like and subscribe, for God's sake, people. How many times I must say it? Please do it. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Let's win the day. We'll do it again tomorrow.